My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Dave Brubeck. David Warren Brubeck, born in California on the 6th of December, 1920, was a pianist and a composer who had, in his very long career, a bringing together of so many various elements of music that both brought jazz into a deeper depth and brought about, at least in its white culture, a sense of its respectability. He studied with incredible classical composers like Arnold Schoenberg and Darius Milhaud, and he brought some of their mixed meters and some of their atonality to his compositions. He performed a lot in college campuses, every night perhaps, bringing a sense of difference and a sense of contained exoticism to a new generation of people who are yearning for a sense of their own voice. We are in the music of the Cold War. We are in the music of civil rights. And as Dave Brubeck brings all of his considerable, prodigious gifts to his music, having it sound different, crafting his own voice, he is asking everyone in their own area of activity to stand up and be activists for what they believe as well. It might be easy to listen to Dave Brubeck and just write it off as a sense of production value. And yet, the aesthetics and the production of what he does allows us, even now, to listen more closely, to hear the vicissitudes of difference, to hear the subversiveness within what he did, what he wrote, and how he produced it. We are allowed to listen to it because it sounds safe. And yet, once you begin to examine it, we realize, because it is such a beautiful and refined product, that within it, we can find the most revolutionary ideas. In the great crafting of Dave Brubeck's compositions, do we allow ourselves to be moved? And as we listen, as we are moved, we see how far we've come, and still how far we have to go. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.